This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Early childhood experts want Colorado to ensure that children in the upcoming Universal Preschool Program receive high-quality instruction. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Advocates say simply setting up hundreds of preschool programs isn't the answer. They want programs grounded in principles that champion play, relationship-based interactions, and personalized instruction. Deborah Leong is president of Tools of Mind, a training program for pre-K.
It really boils down to the fact that how you teach children matters as much as what you teach.
Advocates also want wages increased for early educators. Even before voters approved funding for universal preschool, the state needed 400 to 500 new teachers every year to keep up with demand. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The demand for water exceeds supply in the Colorado River Basin thanks to drought, climate change, and overuse. A conference at CU Boulder is focusing on how to manage the dwindling resource sustainably and equitably. Laura Lee Cloud of the Southern Ute Tribe in Southwest Colorado says people on the reservation have to bring in water.
Sometimes it's about $300 a load of water. And sometimes, depending on the weather, you may not get it.
Tribes in the Colorado River Basin want the federal government to fund water infrastructure projects and make good on treaties that promised livable and healthy reservations. 66 in Grand Junction, it is 60 degrees in Colorado Springs and 68 in Denver. This is CPR and KRCC.